Never give up. Never, 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 never give up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Never give up. The reason the world is such a wonderful world that we live in are the people that live here. It's not the environment, it's not the mountains and the rivers and the streams and the cities. All those are wonderful indeed. But it's the people who inhabit these places that make them wonderful, that make them beautiful. The wildlife that inhabits our mountain areas makes it wonderful. The people life that makes our valleys and our cities and the communities all over the world wonderful. They're the people that make life wonderful. They're the people that make the world wonderful. They're the people that tell the world that it's a great, beautiful, fantastic place. If we were to take politics away from the world, of course it would be a little different, but if we were to take politics away from the world, we would find that most people are quite the same. Most people have similar desires, similar interests, similar programs. Most people love equally well. If we were to take politics away, my land, your land, our land, and say, the land, if we were to say, the world, if we were to say, the people, they're all the same. They all love, they all desire food, they desire clothing, they desire housing, they desire to have a community, they desire to be together, they desire to share, they desire to grow together, they desire to live together in happiness, harmony, and perfection. This is what the world is all about. The world is created ideal, it's created perfect. Every person on the face of the earth is created perfect, created wonderful, created beautiful. And it's up to us, to you and me, to get the most out of life by recognizing that we too are created perfect. We too are an ideal representation of an ideal idea, and we are living it to the best of our ability. And we can even live it better. We can live it better by always saying, I like me, always saying all is in divine order, always saying that this is a beautiful world we live in. Name it and claim it. You take one family living on one side of the world, and you bring another family living on the other side of the world into that neighborhood of that family living on the other side of the world, and they live together. They may have different cultural experiences. They may have different religious experiences. They may have different experiences about how they're going to like their life. But basically, they have family. Basically, they have wives and husbands. Basically, they have children. Basically, they have family that wants to be together in harmony, that wants to enjoy things. Oh, sometimes, sometimes children are taught negative things and are taught to be warriors and are taught to go out and fight. And even in our lovely, balanced society, people want to go and fight. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. How much this has been around. But only it is taught. It is not something natural in humanity. It's not something natural in man. Natural in man is to be peace. Natural in man is to love one another. Natural in man is to realize that everyone on the face of the earth is divine, and everyone is your brother, and everyone is fantastic, and everyone has the right, the opportunity, the privilege to be themselves and have fun and live their life to its fullest. What can you and I do to make the world a little better place? What can you and I do to make our life more fulfilling? What can you and I do to live in a happier universe, in a happier world? What can we do? We can like ourselves. For when we like ourselves, we are doing the most natural, realistic thing that could ever be done. When we like ourselves, we, of course, will like everyone else. When we like ourselves, we will always look for the good in ourselves and in the world around us. We're looking for a lovely place to live. We're looking for good food to eat. We're looking for good water to drink. We're looking for good fellowship. We're looking for happiness wherever we look. That's the natural expectation of humanity. That's the natural expectation of every being. And when we look, my goodness sakes, we find it. When we look for love, we find it. When we look for peace, we find it. Because looking for love, we look with the eyes of love, and therefore we see love. Looking for peace, we see with the eyes of peace, and therefore we see peace. Looking with the joy in our heart, we find everywhere joy. Looking for abundance, we find abundance. Oh, this world produces more food, more goods than it could ever begin to use. And we don't know what to do with it, and we don't know how to do it. And so rather than trying to make money off of it, we give it away. Rather than making people pay for something that is so abundantly given, we give it. And they live freely, wonderfully. The joy of living is the joy of giving. The joy of living is the joy of giving. As we give ourselves to our world, as we give ourselves to all that's in the world, then all in the world is wonderful and good. As we give ourselves to our neighbors, as we give ourselves to our family, as we give ourselves to our universe, to our world, as we say, whoops, I've been fouling up the universe, I must clean up my act. And we stop putting negation in the universe, in pollution. And pollution of thought, too. Any thought that says something can't be done or something's impossible, that's pollution. Any thought that says I'm not whole and perfect, that's pollution. Any thought that tells me or the world that this is not a fabulous place to live is pollution. And I am the one who pollutes. Nobody else in the world pollutes but me. For it's my thought that makes this world and makes it as beautiful as it is or as sad as it is. And happily, it's more beautiful than sad. Happily, it's more fantastic than bad. It is a good world. It is a glorious world, and it's a wonderful world, and I live here, and I'm the cause of its being wonderful, and you're the cause of its being wonderful. As we love one another, as we have unconditional love for our world, for ourselves, for each other, this unconditional love brings to us unconditional love overwhelming. This unconditional love brings into our world happy thoughts, happy attitudes, happy expectations. That's what it's all about. No more, no less. It's just who and what we are. And when we like ourselves, we'll like the world. When we do good for ourselves, we do good for the world. When we build a better mousetrap, when we build a better world, when we build a better life for ourselves, we find that all the world gains from that doing better. And it just goes from better to better to better. It goes from more wonderful to more wonderful to more wonderful. It's the path that it takes. It's the direction it takes. It's the life that it takes. And life is wonderful. I do live in a wonderful world with wonderful people, with wonderful circumstances, and all is good and very good. And always will be good and very good, for that is who I am, and that is who you are, and that is who we are. And that is all that matters. Love, unconditional love. It's a good world we live in, truly. It's a wonderful world we live in. It's a glorious world we live in because we created it that way, and that's our nature. Enjoy it. It's yours, and it's good. And I love you.
I love you. I love you.